Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh. I am a leadership, career, and life coach. I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry. So individuals who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So I'm going to dive straight into today's topic. And the theme today is 'tis the season to be thoughtful. So what do I mean by this when I say being thoughtful? Well, of course, it's coming up to Christmas time. And the first thing you're probably thinking about is being thoughtful to others, thinking about how, you know, caring about others. What are people doing to spend their Christmases this year? How are they celebrating? Making sure your loved ones aren't left on their own, and your neighbors and your friends and so forth. And just being thoughtful and kind towards others. However, my topic today is actually turning the focus back on you. In other words, being thoughtful of you, of yourself, of your life, and where you are today. In other words, being reflective. So maybe I could rename it, 'tis the season to be reflective. Maybe that makes more sense for you. So what do I mean by that? Well, this is what I'd like you to ask yourself. Consider these questions. What were you doing in your life this time last year? So we're in November, coming up to the end of the month. What were you doing in the various areas of your life this time last year? Where were you at in terms of your work, your health, your relationships, and even your finances? And when you think about those different areas and, you know, add to that other areas of your life that are really important for you and consider, what have you done since then? In other words, how have you grown as a person? In what areas have you developed and what has improved? Now, it might be that work is exactly in the same place that it was last year, but actually your finances have improved. In whatever way, perhaps you're in a new relationship or relationships that around you have improved in some way, they've developed. Perhaps you've improved in areas of health, or maybe you've invested in yourself in terms of your personal development, your personal growth. You've done a qualification, some training, some courses to enable you to set yourself up for the year ahead in terms of moving up in your career. So it could be numerous different things, and ultimately it's about what is important to you, what is a priority for you. So thinking about the key areas of your life, what has changed? And more importantly, what remains the same? And are you happy? Are you content with where you're at right now? Or is it the case that you wish you had done X, Y, and Z, and that you were much further forward, whether that's your health, your work, in relationships, with your finances? And if some things have remained the same, does that mean that perhaps you're finding yourself really busy, you're still spinning plates, you're on that treadmill of life, and you just feel like you're going nowhere fast? If this is you, and nothing has changed, what can you do differently going forward to enable you to be able to look back in a year's time and feel really proud and fulfilled and happy with where you're at and how far forward you have come, how you've progressed? If you're not where you wanted to be by now, the question then becomes, what steps are you going to do to change that? What are you going to do to move yourself forward and to be able to make the progress that you want to, that you're striving for, to create the change that you would desire in your life? And again, this can be only on your work. This could be in relation to your health, your fitness, your well-being. Perhaps it's your intimate relationship with your partner. Maybe it's the relationship with your children, with friends and family members. So think about it for you. What are the important areas? Maybe identify your top three areas that are your priorities in your life, and take some time to reflect on where you were this time last year in each of those areas, and look at where you are today. Here's the thing, if nothing has changed in those areas of priority for you in terms of what is important for you, or you're not where you wanted to be by now, I'm going to invite you to consider the three following things as steps to help you to move forward. So the first thing is this: identify the top three most important areas of your life. In other words, the areas that are your priority. So that could be your partner, your family and friends and children. It could be your finances. It could be your health and well-being. And maybe it's your career. Maybe it's your work. So start with the top three. Of course, you can do more than three. I'm just inviting you to keep it simple for now, particularly if this is something you've not done before. So identify the top three areas of your life that are the most important right now. And what I'd like you to do with each of those is to understand where you are at in each of those areas. In other words, score yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is, I'm absolutely nowhere anywhere near where I want to be. I'm really unhappy. I'm dissatisfied. I'm hacked off with it. It's just not going well at all. And that could be 1. And 10 is, hey, I'm nailing this. It's exactly what I want in my life. I'm so happy. I'm so fulfilled and joyful. And this is just amazing. So, and by the way, you could do this with me now, but I'd also invite you to, after this live, to go away and spend some time on this and really think about it. So scoring yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. So let's use the example of health to make this real. So where do you see yourself right now when it comes to your health and fitness and well-being? And by the way, a 10 for one person could be a 10 for somebody else, in the same way that a 5 could mean something for one person, and it could have a very different meaning for somebody else. So this is really personal to you. This isn't about what anyone else thinks. This is about how you see yourself and what you aspire to in terms of your goals. So let's say your health right now is maybe a 6 out of 10. What I'd like you to do now is to understand, why is it that way? In other words, what makes it a 6 out of 10? What is it that's missing in the gap? And this brings us to step 2, is what needs to happen? What is it that you want to change or to be different to make it a +1? So right now we're not going for the 10, we're simply going for a +1. So if your health right now is, let's say, a 6, what would need to happen? What do you want to be different? What needs to change for it to become a 7 out of 10? Maybe it's simply getting an extra hour of sleep at night. Perhaps it's going for a run twice a week instead of once a week, or 3 instead of 2 times. Maybe it's going back to the gym. Perhaps it's taking up a new sport. So whatever that looks like for you, get really clear on that, because it's really easy to stay at a surface level and complain about things not working, not being happy with where you're at. And what we're looking to do here is to get to the granular level, the detail behind this, to understand what it is you really want. Because when you have that clarity, it makes it far easier for you to then identify the steps that you need to take to get you to where you want to be. So just going, recapping on this, the first step is identifying at least the top three areas of your life, the most important ones, and scoring yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 of where you are at. So I'm using the example of health here and saying, let's say your health and well-being right now and your fitness is at around a 6 out of 10, and we want to improve in that area. So we want to get to a +1, which is 7. What would need to happen for you to get to that next level? And you can apply this in your career. You can apply it in any of your relationships. You can apply it with your finances or any other area that is important for you. And then step 3 is, okay, now you understand what's in the gap between, in this example, the 6 and the 7, what are you going to commit to doing over the next X months? So again, X equals whatever you want that to be. It could be 12 months, it could be 3 months, it could be the next half year, whatever you want to commit to that feels achievable, real, doable, it's possible for you, with a little bit of stretch in there. So if you, let's say the next 3 months for health, what would you commit to doing over the next 3 months to move forward? In other words, what are the baby steps that you need to take to help you to get from a 6 in your health to a 7? And then the question becomes, what support, help, resources do I need? And it may simply be you need some accountability. Okay, who is it that you can be accountable to, that you know when you commit to what you're going to do, you will be motivated to stick to it, to follow through, because you have that accountability with somebody. Perhaps it is someone to guide you, to give you some direction, maybe someone who's doing what you want to do. And again, using the health example, maybe there's somebody in the gym that you're seeing is now lifting even heavier weights and getting stronger, and you can see the improvements and you want to be able to do that. So maybe go chat to them, just get some advice, some guidance. Of course, there's infinite online resources. You have YouTube for everything. Go Google YouTube and see what comes up for you on YouTube that might be able to help you, to guide you, to answer any questions you have. There will be blogs, there will be articles. There is, as I said, an infinite amount of resources online that you can find to assist you. It may be you simply speak to your partner, other family members, friends, people who are doing something or who have achieved something that you want to achieve. To go seek help, go ask people for help. It might be that you, if it's, let's say, work related, it might be that you want to seek out a mentor, someone who can support you and guide you along the way. Maybe a colleague, a manager, someone who you're comfortable to have those conversations with, or hiring a coach who can support you in your journey to get you from A to B. So understand what the gap is, understand where you are right now, where it is you want to be in the next, let's say, 3 months, and what you need to do to get there. And then the how, and the how becomes either figuring out yourself or identifying resources or other people that can support you to get there. Otherwise, if this doesn't interest you at all, then the question becomes, are you happy to remain on that treadmill, spinning plates, and being in the same place next year? And hey, that's okay. If you're happy with that, then there's nothing I can say to that. However, if you're not happy, and if you are feeling frustrated and feel like you're just going around in circles year after year, and the years are going by even quicker than they were 10 years ago, and time is flying, and I'm not moving forward, I'm getting frustrated, and I feel like I could achieve so much more, but I'm not, then slow down, take some time to go over these 3 questions that I've invited you to consider. Really spend time on it, whether that's half an hour, and explore this at a deeper level. And create a plan for yourself in terms of what is it you get to do now? What is it you can commit to over the next few months to be able to start making that progress and to move yourself forward? Okay, any questions on this, do pop them in the comments. I will answer them. And of course, any thing you'd like to share in this area, maybe to be accountable here and to share, you know, what you're committing to do, then do pop them here. It would be great to see and to be able to support you. As a quick recap, what are the 3 areas that you want to focus on if you're feeling really frustrated, like you're simply spinning plates and not moving forward in your life, and you want to see yourself making progress over the coming year. Firstly, identify the areas you want to focus on. Understand where you're at in each of those areas on a scale of 1 to 10, and understand why it is that rating. Why is it this way? What makes it a 6 or a 7 or an 8? And then number two is, what needs to happen? What needs to change? How do you want this to be different to make it a +1? So if you're rating yourself at a 6, what needs to happen to become a 7? And then, what are you going to commit to? So ask yourself the question, what are you going to commit to in terms of actions you're going to take to move you forward? And what help and support and resources do you need? Slow down, spend some time on this, and you'll be amazed at how you'll start to see things evolve and to progress over the coming months. So I hope this has been useful for you, and I look forward to seeing and hearing what you're up to over the coming months ahead in terms of setting those goals and seeing that progress that you're going to make. However small it is, it's still a step forward. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential, and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.